Trails Perfect Mix, the B92.5. We're talking about, is it an unwritten rule that you always side with your children?
This is basically because one of my friends called her mother-in-law to complain about her husband because he wasn't doing enough around the house, so she felt. And I don't know if I would like it as a future mother-in-law that my daughter-in-law would call me to say, you know, your son is not doing enough.
A lot of people do have close relationships with their in-laws.
Yeah, they do. And a lot of people are saying, look, I love my son, but I did not raise a perfect individual. No one's perfect. So if my son screws up one day, I'm going to say, now look, you screwed up. Own it and fix it.
Did you see the one that says, I was married 14 years to a man that never grew up. So when we split up, his family asked me what took so long.
So it goes both ways.
All right.
Well, I'm a mother-in-law, and I had a wonderfully angelic mother-in-law. And whenever I wanted to vent about her son to her, in front of her son, she would say, you know, she is not your slave. You need to respect her wishes also. And then when my husband would leave the room, she would say, sometimes men have to be treated differently. Let him speak, but do what you think is best.
Okay, well, thank you. That's some great advice.
Mother-in-laws are getting bad raps. We're not all flying around on roofs. Some of us are using cars.